here on the Mike Church Show on the Crew Stage Handle King Size Truth from radio size speakers at CrusadeChannel.com. Please download our apps. You got all weekend long now to get the Crusade Channel content app. Even if you're not a founding brother, there's over 175 now free features, including lengthy previews of our on-demand offerings like the Deliver Us From Evil tapes with Ralph Sarchi. That's all on the on-demand service and on the on-demand previews on the new content delivery app. There are entire interviews and whole Mike Church shows on the preview. Download the app today, and if you're a founding brother, founding father, or crusader, why haven't you downloaded the app? And why haven't you been downloading this week's Mike Church shows? You guys have missed it, man. We had great stuff the last 3 days. Not that we don't have great stuff every other day. In the chat room at MikeChurch.com, is that a sample of what a driver's license looks like? And there's a little heart down to the bottom that says organ donor. Right, right. Well, and this is the state's all in on this. The state's all in on the legal killing. Yeah. When you go to get your driver's license, do you want to be an organ donor? No, you're not harvesting my living heart and lungs. By the way, there's another child in a hospital in Pennsylvania that's being told that he gone. The parents are like, no, he's not. He's still breathing, man. Now, better parent, please, we need to cut this kid off. He's hogging up resources. Now, I'm telling you, all this stuff matters because it's all going to come to bear when the geezer bankruptcy hits. And when Medicare is no longer available and there is no longer enough public money and there are fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer producers paying taxes, there's not enough people pulling the cart. It's going to break down. What are they going to do? They're going to start killing the old people. You're going to get less care for the young people, and you're going to get no care for old people, and they're either going to be farmed out to Logan's Run, like in the movie, where they're going to execute you and they're going to kill you, or you'll be put into a situation where you will die and where you're not a drain on our precious resources. That's what American exceptionalism is coming to. It's already happening in Europe. They're already doing it because they're broke. You know, you've all heard the video here on this show that Clark and Dawes did. This is, what, 2009. More true today than it was then.
Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European community. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct.
Correct.
How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to get a bailout.
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was,
yes,
how can broke economies,
yes,
lend money to other broke economies,
yes,
who haven't got any money,
yes,
because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back.
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it.
They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they? What's going to happen when there's no bailers left to bail out? Kill the old people. Better chart that nut. Look, what would it matter to most of you listening or watching anyway? You farmed your freaking mother out. You put her on a farm called Shady Acres Rest Home. What do you think they're doing to them? This has to be one of the greatest tragedies of all modernity. This whacked in the head idea that somehow the people that brought you into this world cared for you, fed you your skanky behind. Now when they're in their hour of need, you go like, ah, we're done with them. What are they, a used milk bottle now? Well, if you're American, that's a smart thing to do. I ain't got time to care. Sure you do. The Alfie Evans story, to sum up, though, and to be cynical, yes, here on a Free Phone Friday, Mike Church Show, yes, it sounds to me like a ploy. I hope I'm wrong. Now, I'm not going to stick my neck out and say, well, I'm just telling you what it sounds to me like. They're fishing for a deal. They want somebody to tell the story. They're willing to tell it, but you're going to have to... grease the palm. That's when it's... because if they wanted to tell a story, just come out and tell a story then. Yeah, send them, write it down. Send it to me. I'll read it. Mr. Church, you'll get in trouble. But with who? I own the network. We own the network. So I don't think it's about telling a story. I think it's about selling a story. That's unfortunate. And I pray I'm wrong. Pray I'm wrong. But... 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Now, on these lines, I don't want to be a Donnie Downer here on a Free Phone Friday.